This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban insurgents tightened their grip on captured Afghan territory on Tuesday, with one EU official saying they now control 65% of the country, as U.S. President Joe Biden urged the nation's leaders to fight for their homeland. A capital in a northern province fell to the Taliban on Tuesday evening, according to residents who reported Afghan security forces retreating towards the desert. It's the seventh regional capital to come under the control of the Islamist militants in about a week. But President Biden says Afghanistan's troops outnumber the Taliban and must want to fight. The U.S. president claims he does not regret his decision to withdraw, noting that Washington has spent more than $1 trillion over 20 years and lost thousands of troops. He says the United States continues to provide significant air support, food, equipment, and salaries to Afghan forces. U.S. President Joe Biden hailed the Senate passage Tuesday of what he called a, quote, historic $1.2 trillion infrastructure package, celebrating a major bipartisan win on a plan he vowed would, quote, transform America. The bill still needs approval from lawmakers in the U.S. House, but Biden says it funds work on roads, bridges, and ports, as well as clean water and high-speed internet. And he says it will create thousands of high-paying jobs for people without college degrees. The measure now faces a vote in the House of Representatives in coming weeks, where its future is less certain as divisions have sprung up in the Democratic majority. It's a rare bipartisan legislation in a deeply politically divided Washington. Find more at VOA.